In a world fraught with unrest, whether military conflict or pandemic, the dawn of planting season might feel comforting even in the face of annual planting challenges like weather, equipment hiccups, and management decisions like weed control. Eric Larson, Central U.S. Business Unit Lead for Atticus LLC, offers some tips for growers finalizing or shifting their weed management plans as planting gets underway across areas of the country. He says there are a number of factors to consider, and the first is starting clean and staying clean.
Always use a pre-emergence residual herbicide that can last until you need to apply your post-emergence herbicides. Then it's really important to know your main weed challenges, those that are the big yield robbers in your fields. Choose herbicides with multiple modes of action for those specific weeds. And if a herbicide does have three modes of action, make sure at least two of those modes are effective against each target weed. Then there are many times when application windows present weather challenges, and if weather presents a pre-emergence herbicide application, be sure that your herbicide window of application extends to your early post treatments. And then finally, lean on those local ag retailers and crop advisors that are the most familiar with your field history and can help you match your weed challenges to effective herbicides while preserving your bottom line. They'll also be able to discuss with you the many branded generic herbicides like those from Atticus that have the same active ingredients as branded products but at a lower cost.
If growers are running into herbicide supply issues, Larson offers what their top priority should be when they're looking at options available in their backup plan.
Well, it's very important to focus on options that deliver effective residual control for weeds that are the most yield-robbing. Stopping these high-priority weeds are always going to give you the best chance to produce a high-yielding crop while finding other tools to manage your other weed issues. Also, work closely with your retailer and advisor to find the best solution. Everyone's fields are different, situations are unique, so it's always best to work with that local team that understands your field, the local geography, with all the best available options. Atticus is a demand-driven manufacturer, and we focus on delivering preferred branded generic products, but we're also prepared with alternatives. Your retailer is going to be able to help out with this.
For growers who see breaks in weed control after crop emergence, Larson offers these tips.
Start out by evaluating your application records. Did weather play a role? Was a nozzle plugged? Were there tank mixing issues? What size were the weeds? Then you have to assess the potential for resistance. And if you have not previously done this or have no history of checking that out, definitely send a sample to your extension agent and work with your retailer and advisor to find a solution to this. And then lastly, timing is very critical. Time the rescue application to the right weed height. Weeds generally are easiest to control when they're small, and that's typically under 4 inches.
He adds that Atticus is ready to help retailers and growers meet their weed management program needs.
Well, Atticus is a partner to retail distribution. Our goal is to help equip retailers so that they can best support growers with a broad product portfolio that works within agronomically sound crop management programs at an affordable price.
Visit AtticusLLC.com for more information about branded generic herbicides. Michael Clements reporting.